Hey teacher, before we start today's episode, I wanted to let you know about my free webinar happening on the 9th of May. If you've been struggling to promote yourself, if you feel like you still have to chase clients and find them, and it's been a struggle and you can't find your own consistency on social media, then this webinar is for you. It's called How to Become a Booked Out Language Teacher, and I'm going to teach you in a very simple way what marketing actually is about and how to create your own way of being consistent and visible so that clients find you and you don't have to chase them. I hope you will come and hope to see you there. The link to sign up is in my show notes. It's completely free. So literally a no-brainer. See you there.
Hi, and welcome to the Get Richer Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to a profitable, sustainable, but most importantly, enjoyable language education business. And why would you care to do that? To build a business like that? Because there is literally no other way. The language education market is in a bizarre state. Companies making millions in profit yet paying teachers peanuts. Native speakerism is still way too powerful. And finally, the students are bored of the same old formats and messaging telling them to speak like a native. I'm here to shake things up, to educate and motivate a community of teachers who have the courage to build businesses and teach the language on their own terms, both solo or in their own language schools, and have a positive impact on their students and the world, because teachers are superheroes. Let's claim it today. Let's talk about money in your language school. I know you didn't start this whole project or your language school to become a millionaire. Nobody really does in the language education market, but money is important. Money is important for your school to survive, but also it can help it thrive, build a lovely community where everybody grows, everybody benefits, including you, your team, and the people, your customers that you serve. So in this episode, I'm going to ask you a few questions and give you a few tips on how to make sure that your language school is profitable. If you don't know me, my name is Ola Kowalska, and I'm a business coach for language teachers and language school owners who want to take their businesses to the next level. So if you're new here, welcome, and you're going to find tons of tips, inspiration and motivation and my positive energy, because I'm full of that as well, always, to make your business work for you and work for your clients, because language is important. It can be profitable. We just have to think about it a bit more strategically. So as I said at the beginning, money may not be on your mind always, right? You may be worrying about surviving. You may be worrying about getting new clients, but is your language school actually profitable? I wonder if you run any sort of reports or if you even have any sort of a spreadsheet that tells you whether your school is making a profit monthly, quarterly, or annually. What is your budget? What are your expenses? What do you spend money on? Usually in a language school, and that's my experience from working for big language schools, they say that the profit margins are usually low. And this is because in the language school model, business model, you have to pay quite a lot for that human labor, for teachers who work for you. And teachers' work is not cheap, even if somebody pays them peanuts, which is how a lot of dodgy language schools behave. They try to cut cost on saving on paying teachers, which is probably the worst thing that they can do. Because as we all know, teachers are the heart, the core of a language school. This is something that is genuinely inevitable. So in order for your language school to be profitable, you need to be thinking ahead about those problems. Yes, you need to accept that it's not one of those things where you probably will not easily become a millionaire. I think you can if you wanted to. I definitely know people who are doing really well in this space and who run really successful businesses. But again, let's be honest, the priorities are usually a bit different. So what I wanted to tell you is when you're thinking about profitability in your school and your numbers, you need to start by thinking about what your expenses are. So expenses start with how much you pay your teachers. And I know that you probably, a lot of language school owners that I talk to mention to me that they are not fully happy yet with how much they pay their teachers. A lot of people that I work with are just really good people. They really care. They don't just want to, you know, pay as little as possible. They want to create a great working environment for their teams. And I bet you're one of them too. So when you're thinking about money, you need to be thinking about how much you would want to pay your team. The next thing is how much you'd want to pay yourself. Because staying stuck in a glorified administrative kind of role and you being basically your own secretary is not ideal. You are going to burn out. You're always going to feel anxious about how the school is going to survive the next year, the next term, or whatever. So start with those numbers. Start with the numbers that you actually want to achieve. And it doesn't have to be a fortune that you're making. What is the minimal salary that you would like to be taking out of your business? If you're not taking salary out of your business, then what number could you start with? And then how much to pay your teachers? The next thing will be your expenses that are to do with running your school day to day. So for a brick and mortar school, they will be different compared to an online school. An online school probably costs a little bit less. You still have to pay teachers. You still have to pay for a labor. Let's say, I know it sounds awful, but that's what it is. However, it's not that it's, let's be honest, you can still have a profitable school, even if it is a brick and mortar school, even if you have to pay rent on premises and things like that. But it requires planning. For example, so one of the problems that a lot of school owners have is that they believe that the ceiling, the financial ceiling, is how much all the other schools in their area, in their town, in their country charge for lessons. And it might be one of the things that is stopping you from making your school profitable because you think nobody is going to pay, right? And yes, while I believe this, there is some truth in it. There is some truth that there is a certain ceiling beyond which it will be very hard to sell anything. There are ways in which you can definitely make more. It all comes down to your school being unique enough, having a unique enough offer and working with a specific target audience. Because the more people feel that the school is helping them with a specific problem that they have, not just doing what everybody else is doing, the more they are willing to pay more, the more they are willing to pay premium prices. So you also have to start seeing your business not through the prism of language. You have to see it through the prism of you being responsible, financially responsible for your future and your team's future. Because opening a language school is a big responsibility. I'm not saying that I'm not saying this to scare you or to make you feel bad about what you've been doing. It's about you taking accountability and becoming aware of what you actually need to be focusing on. And profitability is one of those things. Because even if you made tons of revenue, so had lots of clients, if your cost of running your school is high, then nobody's going to be happy. So you need to be thinking about all those numbers together, starting with your ideal salary, how much you're going to pay your team, what your other expenses are, and only then thinking about adjusting or setting your prices. So this is one thing. Like the numbers game, the let's say the practical side of it. But there is obviously also your own role and your own identity there. What I noticed time and time again with language school owners is that, unfortunately, a lot of them are not taking their CEO role, because basically they are CEOs of this enterprise, seriously enough. They still think that they can wear 100 hats, that they can do many roles just because they can't afford to hire anybody else. I think that you can only do things in this way for a limited time. This, and the fact that you're running out of time to figure things out might be manifesting in you being stressed, burnt out, feeling like you don't know what you're doing, feeling like, you know, feeling a bit helpless or hopeless, and feeling like you actually don't know. Like, I might be telling you, you should be hiring staff to help you, but you might be laughing at me or maybe even getting angry. These are signs that you're running out of time. You're running out of time to figure it out. Because if you don't figure it out, it's not only the school that is at risk. And no matter how big your school is, probably the bigger, the more serious those problems are. Because again, you've got responsibility towards those people that you hired, but also you've got responsibility towards the clients that you serve. Especially if you run a school in more of a cyclical, kind of like an annual basis, it would be very hard to suddenly say that you're shutting down. Obviously, nothing like that is going to happen. But not taking those issues seriously can cause that. And I think as the owner, it is your role to carry that with you and to anticipate problems, to plan, to price, to track your expenses, to track your profits so that you can avoid that. So this is one more argument against doing too much in your school. If you're still teaching, if you're still doing everything, all the admin tasks in your school, then you are genuinely putting your school at risk. There are big picture thinking items that you need to be occupied with, preoccupied with, or thinking about on a daily that are not to do with the delivery of what your school delivers. Yes, you will be overlooking the quality of lessons. You will be overlooking the courses, the offers. You are kind of the mastermind behind all of this, but you cannot be in it, because when you're in it, you can't see what's outside. You can't see your school as a whole. And if there is no person who sees the school as a whole, then the school is at risk. You're as captain, you need to be seeing it from all the perspectives rather than from the inside. So what that might mean to you is you stepping away a little bit, delegating more, but also investing and being around people who are in the same shoes as you. So for example, collaborating with others, signing up to a mastermind with other people who are also CEOs, who are also bosses, managers, and who have a school and a business to run that also has other people and few different operations. It is different from being a solopreneur, from being your own boss, because the responsibility is a bit heavier. And again, stepping away and having that overview is going to help you run your school more effectively and make sure that it thrives, not just survives. Because survival, like, nobody wants that. Nobody just wants to survive. Nobody just wants to be like, eh, well, it's okay. It's a way to make money. And I bet you didn't plan for it to be just a way to make money. You planned for it to be a place where people can feel good. They can reach their goals. They can grow. And that includes both your team and the clients that you serve, the kids or the adults or whoever else you work with. So think about it. Just have that reflection around it. How serious are you about planning, anticipating, and tracking your finances? How kind of distanced are you from your school to be able to see changes, patterns, things that work or don't work? Or are you only going through the motions of, Okay, September campaign, we're going to sign up as many students. And then you just basically are so busy doing things inside, putting up fires, that it's that you lose that view. You cannot lose the view because there's nobody else to do it, right? I know this is a little bit of tough love, but making sure that your school is profitable will not only, this is not like the goal in itself is not to make more money, because I know that's not what you want. It's to have a community hub, to have a wonderful place of growth, of positivity, of where people get like kind of, you know, where love, where being a bit of a language nerd or like this passion for languages can get spread, right? And that place needs direction and a director or a captain, right? Without that, it cannot run itself. It's not automated. If there are people involved, it needs to be overlooked, not looked into and micromanaged, but overlooked. So that's that other side of this problem. So I would absolutely love to hear from you. What kind of monetary financial challenges have you had in your business? Do you still think that having more clients would solve that? Do you still think that not hiring staff would solve your financial problems? Do you still think that if only you were better at marketing, you would solve that? None of these are usually true. So I wonder what's going on in your head at the moment. Please feel free to reach out to my email at hello@onakowalska.com. Please, or write me a message on social media, Instagram or Facebook or even LinkedIn. And just let me know, where are you when it comes to thinking strategically about your language school? Because I really want to help. And as I mentioned before, there is a new program coming for fearless language school owners who know that there are still areas that they could work on, areas of marketing, of customers, of financial planning, of managing your team. And you, your role as a CEO, if you know that these are the things that you would like to work on, and if you want to be in the company of people who are in the same boat as you, who are also running a ship, but sometimes get lost and confused, then Limitless is definitely for you. So please let me know if you're interested, reach out, and I'll be happy to chat to you about this wonderful 6-month mastermind. Alrighty, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. There will be more episodes focused on language schools. So please share them with your friends, with your community, and with your fellow language school owners. Otherwise, if you have any requests for new episodes, I'm here. Let me know, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. You know what, teacher? I'm so proud of you. If you're listening to this, you are ready for a change. Whether it is to quit hassling for peanuts or working with other people who don't respect you, I know you've got it in you, and my podcast is here to help you do that weekly. To be reminded of new episodes, sign up to my newsletter. It's in the show notes. You'll also receive lots of tips, support, and special offers. I'm committed to supporting you also via my coaching programs and courses. You can work with me in my flagship programs, the Rocket Takeoff or the Rocket Accelerator. The Rocket Takeoff will take you off the one-to-one teaching hamster wheel to more peace and more well-paying students. The Rocket Accelerator will help you finally launch a group class that will be perfect for students that are a joy to work with, and so you can leverage your time and do what you love while having space to breathe or read another self-development book. If you're a language school owner, I've got things on offer for you too. Simply go to my website, olakowalska.com, to check them out. Finally, please share this podcast with your teacher friends. Rate it and subscribe. I'm your biggest cheerleader. See you next time.